Okay, welcome to the Poet and Dove Show. I have Sunshine and Philly on, and the topic today will be, do you feel like past secrets should come out in a new relationship? What is your intake on that, Philly?
I mean, not everything. Secrets should come out that's relevant.
When do you think they should come out? The beginning or as time goes on?
Not at the beginning, because at the beginning, both parties trying to prove themselves, So I think it's a time after later on. I mean, if the relationship not going anywhere, why bring up the secrets? So I think at the beginning, when each other ask critical questions, then, you know, the female trying to see that the guy, you know, is he living up to those, the answers that he gave her and vice versa.
Okay.
He may find out they're not for each other, so why reveal the secret?
I agree. I definitely agree with that. Definitely agree. And your intake, Sunshine?
Well, as I said once before, it can help a relationship or it can hinder the relationship. Either or. If you tell it, it can help in one way and it might not help. Because it's really up to that significant other. And sometimes without you even speaking it, it shows from that significant other something that went on in your past, then your demeanor changes because it seems as if it's going starting all over again. But that's where you shouldn't really open up to that person really and say anything. Just allow it to continue and see where it goes, because sometimes it's not actually exactly like your past. It's totally different.
Well, let me ask this. Do you feel like secrets should stay in the past? Do you guys both feel that secrets should stay in the past? They should never be brought up?
That depends what the secret is.
Well, everyone carries secrets, so, you know.
I mean, if a female was in an abusive relationship, I mean, she wouldn't have to tell me every detail. That would be enough for me to know that she's in an abusive relationship.
Right, which I understand that.
You don't have to go into detail.
Right. I agree with that part now. What about a woman that's been molested? Do you think that should be told?
Yes. I do.
Maybe over time. Maybe when she fully trusts the person. Probably over time.
Well, shouldn't it be told before you decide to have intercourse?
I don't know. Would you still going through like trusting and stuff like that? I don't know. It seems like that's something that you would tell somebody that you spent maybe a couple of years with.
Okay.
That's just my take. Everybody's different.
Right. Which I understand that.
So, like, because you know what? That might push the guy away. Assuming the female is the one that's been molested, that might push the guy away.
Yeah, that could push somebody away, but also it can open him up to see, like, because you have to remember that some people still carry that, so certain ways that you touch them or hold them, or, you know, it brings back memories, you know.
Uh-huh.
So in order for you not to do that until they can overcome that, then I think that it should be brought up at the beginning.
But see, you asking me from a female perspective. Now, as a female, if she wanted to be touched a certain way and don't want to touch a certain way, I think it should be brought up. But if it's just something that happened in the past that's really not affecting her now, but she feels as though if I'm going to spend a lifetime with this guy, he needs to know, then that's different.
Amen.
But the female, the victim would know best. That's all I'm saying.
I agree. That is true. And Sunshine, your intake?
I feel like it should be told. as you said, it's like you said, because if that person tells that they've been molested, it enlightens the other person on how to move forward in that relationship with that person. And as you said, before intercourse, because if not, and, you know, they start, you know, saying hugging, and the next thing you know, that person's hand touches this, and the female just automatically just go off or do certain things, that male's not going to know what did I do wrong. If you don't be told, this is what I did, what they're doing wrong. So that, then they're going to want to tell what really happened to them. And sometimes they'll take it as, why didn't you tell me at first? Why didn't you let me know this? This is something that you should, you know, they would mind and say, this is something you should have told. You should have let me know. We're trying to be together. We're trying to be as one, so things should be hidden to that standard.
Okay. Well, let me ask this then. What do you feel about cheating in a relationship? What do you consider cheating?
I mean, it happens.
Do you think that?
Sex and sexting. I mean, people consider different things.
Right.
People think just talking to another person. Mm-hmm. Correspond, and people get jealous about that.
It's true, very true.
I mean, but, and I was in a relationship, I was cheated on, I forgave the person, but, you know, forgiving and trust are two different things. I had to tell the person, I forgive you, but, you know, trust is a process.
Right.
That you might want to go through, you might not want to go through, but that's just what it is. I don't trust you right now. Sounds like
I've
got to be worked on if we plan on staying together.
Right. I agree with that. I definitely agree with that. Trust takes time to build again.
You make the decision to forgive somebody, you can do it. It's not okay, I forgive you, but I don't trust you.
Right.
The process. You got to understand it. I'm going to say male. I think that because the female forgive them, then they trust them too. Nope. You mess up the trust, you got to build it back up.
Yeah, I agree with that. That's very true. Sunshine, your intake?
It's easy to forgive than forget, as you say. Mm-hmm. You can forgive them, but hey, it's going to take a lot, as he said, to build that trust back up for when you did, because that's a hard thing. And as is, takes him. Conversation. I mean, but again, it's a difference to a lot, because if you have an open relationship, it's totally different than without an open relationship. There's two ways of appearing.
Right. Would you stay with a person that cheated on you? Well, you said yes already, Philly.
Yeah, I have. I mean, I guess it depends on how much you care for the person. It was like my first love. You know, your first love could do no wrong.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way I felt. I was willing to, you know, forgive and work through it. But, you know.
And I actually did myself. Well, I actually didn't. But then I took them back for the second time around.
Right.
And went through it as trying to look. Yeah, well, I did forgive them for it, but just in my, I guess, how you say it, the little, you're walking on whatever, shells,
mm-hmm.
That person, you can, it's like you can sense something's just not right. It's just something's not right because of what they did before, even though you forgave them, you can still see it happen. So I did. I kept seeing it happen, but I kept trying to just say, okay, it's going to be okay. until I just couldn't take it.
My angry feelings kept rising back up.
Mm-hmm. That meant you couldn't forgive him. That meant you never forgave him.
No. I did forgive him the first time. That's why I brought it back in. Because the situation, how it happened, I forgave him. And I looked at that, okay. And I brought it back in. But doing so, it's like they just took it and ran with it all over again.
Because there wasn't consequences. See, anytime someone cheats, there has to be consequences behind what their actions.
There is consequences, yeah. Right. And let me say this real quick, though. Just because you forgive somebody, don't mean that it's not going to hurt you. The pain is gone.
Yeah, no, the pain hurts. Never began.
The pain is still there. Mm-hmm. Sometimes that anger, that pain will linger. You may say something out your mouth, but it don't mean you haven't forgiven the person. You forgave the person. That's why y'all still together, but that anger, that hurt is still there.
And see how, in my scenario, this is a marriage that I was in. But I had a stepdaughter in this marriage. And due to the stepdaughter, she has cerebral palsy. I think that's what she had. But, that was where it went to where she come to the house and everything was fine until the time that he had spoken to his sick. And the only time you want to go there to see her in the hospital was at night when you got work, but you never come home until the next morning. And my question was, why did you have to stay all night? I've given the mom, a little rest, I'm like, okay, but you didn't even call. You didn't say nothing. You said you were going there for a few hours to come home. It never happened. And then I left because I couldn't take that point. So I left. Then I came back maybe 3 months down the line, tried the scenario all over again. When she was at home, she was doing fine. But then all of a sudden, she wound back up in the hospital again. And the same exact thing of going to the hospital, we stand all night again, started all over again. So that's when I was told the second time, because I asked, why is it that you have to stay there all night? Do you actually be there all night? The answer to the question was no.
Okay.
And that ended that relationship, that marriage, when he said no. So my thing of it is because, like I said, the different scenario. I did it because of saying, okay, well, maybe I was wrong because, she does have this, ailment, so she just spends a lot of time in the hospital. And I know he loved his daughter, So I just said, okay, but that hurts to know that he's there, her mom is there, and I hear you say you don't want her no more, but you're married to me, but you don't want her anymore. But I was seeing it differently. I seen it in a different realm.
Mm-hmm.
But I never said it to him, but I just seen it in a different realm.
Mm-hmm.
But when he told me didn't always be at that hospital at night. I didn't go into the question of where do you go? Who do you meet with? I didn't ask him.
Mm-hmm.
It's like I put two and two together and I just left.
Welcome, Paula.
Thanks.
Devin's on her podcast. Who is that from? Devin's on her podcast. That's Runway.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Next question.
Okay, well, the next question that I wanted to throw out there is, let's change it just a little. What about if it was you that cheated on the other person? Do you feel that that person should forgive you or release you?
Depending on my reason. Everybody got a reason, even though the majority of the reason is really not a good reason.
But. Right, it's because the person's broken, period, point blank. That's just it. They're broken and they're lost. They have no concept. Right, exactly. Yeah, some people do that, but if you're feeling appreciated, why not just leave the relationship instead of hurting the person by cheating?
You got a lot of time invested. You still love the person.
Well, then that means you need to either seek counseling, get help, or something along those lines. But stepping outside of the relationship is not good. That's definitely not a good thing, you know, because you don't realize that you're hurting people, and it's just the same type of hurt they've been through, and all it is just reiterating itself again, you know. And two people that love each other are not going to constantly just hurt each other. They're going to, you know, they're going to find a solution for the problem, or they're going to walk away, you know, it's one or the other, you know. So just with that being said. Well, you guys, we're going to end this on that note. And thank you, Sunshine and Philly. And we'll talk to you guys soon. So like, comment, and share. And we'll talk to you soon. Bye now.